Welcome to the Confidence for Rockstar Marketers podcast. I'm Anna Iverson, a story-driven copywriter who helps you turn your stories into compelling marketing campaigns that generate obsessed mega fans, not just one-off transactions.
And I'm Helen Walker, a no-fluff mindset coach who helps you throw away the beliefs that are holding you back, so you have the confidence to make your most audacious entrepreneurial dreams a reality.
On this show, we'll introduce you to the latest marketing strategies from cutting-edge industry experts, and we'll teach you how to overcome your demons so you can implement these strategies in your business right away.
If you're looking for straight-talking, no-fluff advice you can put into action right away, stick around and let's dive into the show. A lot of my clients are pretty new to the world of entrepreneurship, and many have left successful corporate careers to follow their dreams and turn their passions into a sustainable business. I remember when I first started out, I was so excited to help my clients build their confidence so they could achieve even bigger goals. But in spite of all my experience and training, there was still something holding me back. Now, I've took all the courses and honestly, I've lost track of how many different sales and marketing programs I've invested in over the years. I mean, it's an eye-watering amount. But what I realized was that 80% of what was holding me back was inside my own head. It took a while for this to register, but hey, I got there in the end. It wasn't a lack of knowledge that was holding me back. It was me. I was getting in my own way. Now, today's guest is on a mission that's really dear to my heart. He's a fellow corporate escapee who's taken everything he's learned from his years in the corporate world and now helps ambitious entrepreneurs get out of their own way and scale their business. He uses a process called the Rapid Transformation Formula, which gives business owners the tools to identify their unique superpower and develop a winning mindset, so they have the confidence to operate like an entrepreneur and not an employee. I'm super excited to welcome Osman Sharif to the show. Welcome, Osman. So I've been reading all about your journey on your website from corporate life to running your own business. And so many people have the same dream, but never do anything about it. They just fail to act on it. Why do you think that is?
For me, I think personally it's down to perfectionism. So I think a lot of people wait for that absolutely the perfect time for me to go and do something, or the perfect idea, or for everything to align itself to then go, right, now I can actually go and do it. Whether it's my kids being a certain age, I've got enough money in the bank. And a lot of that effectively, from my experiences, is excuses, and they can actually hold us back. Sometimes it can feel really legitimate excuses. But ultimately, and I've got experience of working with hundreds of clients that have taken that leap of faith, and often it's down to that point when they go, do you know, enough's enough, now I'm going to go and do it, even if it's not perfect. That's where people definitely make that leap, from my experience.
Yeah, I think I really resonate with that as well. That was me when I first started. And I kept talking about it when I had a corporate job, and I was like, I'm going to do my own business, I'm going to launch my own business. And I was like, when my website's done, when my business cards arrive, I'm like, actually, no one cares about your website. No one actually looked at my website for ages. So it's so true.
Definitely. And again, I love the fact that on my journey, I was really tested around this, because I didn't leave the corporate world because I hated the corporate world. In fact, I actually really enjoyed my job, and my vision was always about climbing that corporate ladder, and achieved a lot of what I wanted to relatively quickly. And it was when I then came across, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, that for me was that final magic, you know, angle in terms of this is how we can create lots of change quickly. And that just opened up my mind in terms of it. That's what I want to do to move forward. But literally, I was saying, I'm going to start my own business. And then I got offered what I thought was a perfect job. Literally the week before I quit my job, actually days before I quit my job. And it was a real test for me to go, oh, should I do it? Should I not? And I heard myself say, maybe I should do this first of all, because that would be great to get it under my belt, and then I can do my own business. But again, it was my lovely wife that literally gave me a spoon of my own medicine to say, this man, there's never going to be a perfect time. Actually, go and do it now. We don't have kids. You're not married at the moment. Just now, just go and do it. And then we can kind of move on from there.
It's so true though, isn't it? You just need somebody to give you that push and go, Now is the time. Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And in your experience, what would you say is the number one fear that people have about taking that step into the unknown and starting a business?
I think it manifests itself in many different words, but ultimately it's that element of fear of what if it all goes wrong, especially if you have come from more of a traditional role or the corporate world. In reality, and I know the environment is changing and, you know, lots of situations mean that we can find ourselves in restructures or potential, you know, redundancy situations. But generally, if you think about it, we have a less level of certainty when we work in corporate environments. So we do what we do and we still expect that money to come into our bank every month. And that's kind of where a lot of times, from those that I work with personally, they're so used to and conditioned to that level of certainty that when it then becomes like, hold on, if I take this plunge, if I go out and do it, I'm not, you know, I don't have my boss behind me setting the vision or, you know, cracking the whip, or if it is a month that's not so good, for example, actually the buck stops with me. And that's where there can be a lot of fear around that, because it does kind of grate on that element of certainty. Can I make that happen? And that's where a lot of our beliefs can start to come in terms of, you know, am I good enough? Am I experienced enough? Can I do it? And all those things, when you wrap them together, can really get in our own way as well.
And it's always a shock for people, isn't it, when they're in this corporate world, in this safe, in inverted commas, safe environment, and then, you know, the company goes through a restructure and all of a sudden they're made redundant. It's like, whoa, like the whole world is shocked, is rocked, because, you know, that certainty has just been pulled from under their feet.
Absolutely.
And actually, it's probably more of a risk to be in a corporate environment where you only have one client, your boss, and if that all falls apart, you have no diversification. Whereas when you're running your business, as long as you've got more than one client, you're at least spreading your risk. If one client goes under, okay, the money might stop immediately, whereas if you're in the corporate world, you might have a buffer, the redundancy period. At least when you run your own business, you have the capacity to spread your risk over potentially hundreds and hundreds of people, and the chances of all of them losing all their money, that would be, maybe the risk feels more real now with us being in the middle of a pandemic. But I think for most people, they lose sight of that actually you're probably more at risk putting all your eggs in one basket by being an employee than if you work for yourself. So you have a process called the rapid transformation formula. Would you be able to tell us a bit about how that works and how it helps entrepreneurs who are standing in the way of their own success?
Absolutely. So for me, I've always been curious about individuals. So back in the corporate world, when I'm working with my teams and coaching them, and then with my own clients as well. And I love the fact that, you know, when you get to see people make changes, you get them to have those light bulb moments and those moments of inspiration. But the thing that used to really then grate on me really was, I would see people that, you know, we'd help them turn around a limiting belief, they'd have a positive mindset, but then the results weren't always still showing up. Or they had the clear design and vision of what they wanted to make happen, but they still weren't getting the results. Or they're doing all the right things in terms of the strategies, but still it just wasn't kind of working, or it wasn't in flow for them. So when I took a step back, I was thinking, right, there's many different parts to this jigsaw of being a business owner. And when I distilled it down from my experience, I thought there's actually three key components. So the first one is design. So that's all about, do you have a business that is designed around you, specifically you? Does it actually align with what's important to you in terms of your values? Does it actually align with what you want to make happen in terms of your specific goals? Are you really clear about them? And how does even your talents and your skills come into that in terms of, so you're designing it in the best way? If we don't have the design, then really we can run around doing lots and lots of things, but actually it feels a bit scattered in that way. So that's the first part, about getting really clear about the design. And often that's where people need to fine tune or overhaul that. But once you've got the design, the second component is equally important, and that's the mindset. Because yes, we can be crystal clear, but if we've then got those stories, those limiting beliefs, those attitudes, or if we're still thinking like an employee rather than being the boss, that can really get in our way as well. So that's where, again, it's about understanding, right, well, how clear is our design? What's our mindset? Is it supporting us or getting in our way? And what do we need to focus upon? And then the last part of the formula is about the action, the strategies part. And this is then about, well, what are you actually doing? Looking at your habits, how you're making decisions. Are you using your entrepreneurial superpower? Are you doing things in the best way for you rather than what somebody else in your industry might be doing? And that's, again, then allowing you to be really specific about being targeted with your actions in that way. So the reason why I bang on about this is because a lot of times people are trying to solve the wrong part. That's not actually the problem. So you might hear this, people say, I need to buy another online course to learn X, Y, and Z. But that might be then adding to more strategies that they can actually do. But really, it's not going to make a difference if their mindset is still not supporting them, or if they don't have a clear idea of what they're actually trying to do in the first place. And that's really where, for me, whenever I'm coaching any clients or my masterminds, I'm always taking that step back to go, right, hold on, what is it? Or what's the part that needs to be really focused on for you? And I've even developed a free quiz on my website. It's about, it helps you in less than 2 minutes to figure out how strong your design is, how strong your mindset is, and how strong your strategies are, to then allow you to go, that's what I want to pay attention to first of all. Does that make sense? So it gives you that chance to kind of go, am I channeling and focusing the right time and attention on the parts that really need to be strengthened, really?
That's really helpful, actually. I was about to ask you how somebody would go about identifying which of those three elements they need to focus their energy on. But we'll, if you share the link to your quiz, that would be really helpful for our listeners. We can put that in the show notes and then they can take the quiz and figure that out. Because I think it's the kind of thing that you try to figure out on your own. Mm-hmm. And then you just get all kind of lost in your own thoughts and tangled up in the minute details of it. And actually, you just need somebody on the outside to look in and say, you're doing all the right things, but you're just focusing on the wrong big thing. And that's going to make all the difference. So yeah, that quiz sounds super helpful.
Absolutely. Definitely happy to allow people to do it, because it just gives you that chance to go, right, what can I do and where to put my attention on? And it stops us from trying to solve surface problems. So again, you know, I run masterminds, and I love the fact that we can have even two or three people that actually what appears to be a similar challenge, right? But actually, I can give one person some coaching or mentoring to fix that. But for one person, it's down to a strategy change. But for the other person, that might be down to, right, hold on, how does that fit with your values? The other person might be, do you know, you're carrying this big money block, for example, and that's why it's getting in their way. So it's about really personalizing the approach to help you get out your way as well.
I love that, because a lot of coaching programs are very much one size fits all. There's a linear path that people get taken on, and it might not necessarily be the right path, but that sounds awesome. So for my clients, one of their biggest challenges is getting visible and being open about who they really are. And for a lot of people, that can feel a bit like standing on a stage fully naked, and they just hate the idea of it. So what would you say to somebody who knows they need to show up, but they're maybe struggling to get out of their own way because of that fear of exposing themselves and maybe looking like a bit of an idiot, if we're being honest?
Definitely. I think for me, it comes down to, again, taking a step back and going, great, what am I actually trying to make happen here? And if you've got really clear design in terms of, well, this is what I want to do, this is the impact I want to make, it allows you to take the focus off you, but actually onto who you want to be serving. And that's a big part to go, well, by me showing up, that's then allowing me to help solve this problem for this particular client or whatever we are doing in business as well. So it makes you less selfish and actually go, right, how do I actually do what I want to ultimately do? Does that make sense? It just allows you to shine the light on the actual customers or potential customers. That's the one thing. The second part for me is recognizing that there are so many ways to put yourself out there. And I hear this often with clients when they are getting in their way. And the reason why it feels harder for them is that they're often trying to do it in a way that goes against their personality, or they think they have to do it like other people. And then they start to have that whole comparisonitis game in terms of, oh, I can't really do that. You know, look at them, they're being really bold. They're all over the place, you know, in terms of in all the different platforms. And it can get really overwhelming. But when we actually take a step back to go, right, well, what's right for you? It allows you to then focus on, actually, do I need to have, you know, to be on all different platforms all of the time to actually get my goals achieved? And quite often we don't. We actually can then go, well, hold on, what is my goal? Well, my goal might not be to have millions of people following me, because I don't need to have thousands of clients. Actually, my goals are to have X amount of clients in the next, you know, period of time. That then allows you to then go, right, what's the best way for me to actually do that? Does that make sense in terms of when you take that step back and go, what am I actually trying to achieve? It can allow you to take the pressure off a wee bit, but also to recognize that there's so many ways to actually put yourself out there. And I'm all about helping people do it in a way that feels easiest for them as well.
Yeah, I love that, because I think comparisonitis and the whole shiny object syndrome thing, it's such a big problem for online business owners, because there are so many different ways of doing it. And you see one person who's crushing it with one strategy and you think, oh, I'm going to give that a try because they've suddenly got loads of followers and seem to be growing their business. And then you'll see somebody else and there's all sorts of gurus out there saying, I've got the new 10X framework that's going to make you earn $6 million in the next 6 months, which is usually a load of BS. But it's very alluring. Like, they know how to hook you in and make you think that that's the thing to do. And so it can be really easy to forget what your personal strengths are. Definitely. So, yeah, I love that. That makes sense.
And we often forget about the people that are actually out there doing what they're doing, but they're not in a very visible way. So I'm not here saying don't be visible, not at all, right? But I've got a great example in terms of one of my previous NLP students, Andrea, from many years ago. So we'll talk about wealth dynamics, I'm sure, at some point in your superpower. But she is someone that's called an accumulator profile. Okay, she still doesn't even have a website up, but she has been running her business now as a consultant for over 10 years. And the last time I spoke to her, she's still fully booked. But the way that she does that is she focuses on actually a specific networking group in her local area, and very much around joint ventures. And that is where she gets all her business from. So she doesn't actually do any of the other things that people might think you have to do. Does that make sense? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a website necessarily, but all I'm trying to illustrate is we often just see the people that are very visible out there, and that's what we're using as a comparison. We then don't look at the other people that are doing things in what I call a little bit more old school marketing ways, actually picking up the phone, having conversations, things that actually might seem like, oh, should I really do that now? But can still help you achieve what your design and your goals are.
I think this is definitely going to be one of my favourite podcast episodes. I could talk about this subject all day. I just find it so fascinating. And I just love, because I think a lot of coaching programmes I've seen don't focus on that values piece and what's important to you. And before you even start a business, what do you want your life to look like? People go, I want a business. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. And then they find themselves, you know, oh, I don't want to work weekends because I want to spend time with my kids. And then they're working all weekend. And you're like, you've missed a really fundamental part of that. You know, what is important to you? So I love that. I love that piece.
Absolutely. And they end up creating a job for themselves and they kind of go, I feel trapped. And you're going, well, hold on a second. Remember, you are the boss here. You get to decide things. And it can mean often we're having to, you know, change things, rapidly transform things to go, well, that's not working, but it's got me to where I am now. What do I need to now change to allow it to be more in line with what I want to do?
Biased because I'm a mindset coach as well, but yeah. I just think everybody needs a mindset coach because life, business, relationships, communication, everything gets easier when you just work out, you know, everything else in life there's a manual for, or there's a training course, or you've got to pass a test. But yet the most important machine that we have, we're just left to our own devices. There's no guide, there's no manual. You can read a bit online, but really there is no formal training for it.
Totally with you on that, Ellen.
How important then would you say mastering your mindset is when it comes specifically to running a business?
I think it is super important, and because it impacts everything, okay? Because even, let's put it this way. So when I am working with clients to get them to be clear with their goals, particularly, i.e. their design, a lot of that is still shaped around their mindset. So let's say, for example, if they've got a limiting belief around, well, actually, they can only earn a certain amount of money, okay? Can you see without realizing that, that will be impacting the goals that you set or what you think is achievable? So that's why, in terms of often, I help people to go, right, what's your best thinking right now around what your goals are, what you want your business to be? And then also looking at, right, how do we help you identify some of those beliefs or mindset or attitudes that are holding you back? And what I love that often happens is once we crack a lot of the mindset stuff, my clients then look back at their goals and go, do you know something? Actually, I could do that a lot quicker. Or that's not really what I want to do. This is, let me really step that up. But before they tackled their mindset, they didn't even see it as a possibility. It was like this invisible barrier around it.
Out of their reach. I just find it amazing when you start working with a new client and you'll talk about, you know, what are the goals, what you're looking for, and they'll say X. And inside you're thinking, I know that is, you're going to look back and that is going to be such a small goal.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of through the program, like you say, they look back and go, how do they even think that was my goal? It's so small. Like, my potential is huge.
Oh, totally, totally. And also, I think if you've got mindset blocks, let me just use that as a technical term for a moment. It is like driving a car. The analogy I think about is like you've got one foot on the accelerator, but the other foot's on the brake. And that's why it can feel a little bit like, you know, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. And it just makes life so much harder. So for me, mindset is a huge, huge component of when I'm working with my clients, because it fundamentally impacts their design. It impacts the strategies and the action that they take. So yeah, I can talk about it for all day as well, because it's so, so important, mindset part.
Do you find as well that a lot of your clients, when you're talking, particularly about, you know, uncovering these limiting beliefs and these blocks that are stopping them getting from that next level, do you find that your clients almost have like light bulb moments where they go, oh my God, I didn't even realize that I had that belief?
Yeah, all the time. And that's where it's just been really curious about the way that they're talking about things, the language that they're using, even in terms of the way that they are kind of like describing their goals and what their attitudes are. Like last week, as part of my mastermind, we do some one-to-one coaching around it as well. And I had three coaching sessions with different clients, and they were all around mindset, and it was all around limiting beliefs. And they were massively holding them back. But I was able to hear that from them, even through some of the group coaching conversations that we're having. And then I was able to kind of say to them, right, I can give you some help around that, but definitely on your one-to-one that we've got booked in, let's really dive into that. And they're really surprised at where it stems from, because often you're not aware of where these limiting beliefs are or how they are, you know, they're actually impacting you until you get an outside perspective, or you start to get curious to go, why is this always impacting me? What's behind it? What's underneath the surface? And that's where the penny can really drop.
And I think when I first started, when I was a novice coach and, you know, just learning the ropes, I had to really force myself to really point these out to people and go, look, this is what you believe.
Yeah.
Because to me, it was almost obvious, because you could hear it, was like a bell ringing and you go, can you not see it? But then the same thing happens to me when I'm with my coach. She'll be almost going, Helen, listen to what you're saying. You're like, I didn't even realize that was the story that I created. Yeah. And that is why it's stopping me doing X, Y, and Z.
Totally. And once we recognize that, often that's where, you know, we have that light bulb to go, oh, that's what I've been saying. And even though the awareness of it can allow it to disappear really quickly. So it doesn't have to be hard work. A lot of times I think people get scared around, oh, if I'm dealing with my mindset stuff, what's that going to mean? Is it going to be hard work? But from my experience, it really isn't, because it is about awareness, but also taking back control to think, well, actually, is this serving me, this story, this belief, this baggage that I'm holding on? And if not, realizing that there are ways to let things go. And that's where I love using a whole combination of coaching tools to allow us to really go, right, once and for all, enough's enough. How do we upgrade your mindset, just in the same way that you would do with the software on your phone, for example, to go, that needs to completely be overhauled, and because that's no longer working for me, what's new for me moving forward?
And I love it when I have those light bulb moments with my coach, because you almost feel like your shoulders lifting up.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's amazing. You just feel lighter. And then I rush home and I'm like, right, what was that project that I've been putting off? Right, let me do it. And it just feels so easy and everything just flows so much better.
100%.
After your clients have worked with you then, you know, and they mastered their mindset, what kind of results do they see in both their personal life and the business?
Well, personal life, I would definitely say they feel more confident. I see clients really then, you know, feeling more empowered to go, actually, I can make the decisions that are right for me, my situation, my family in that way. And they, I'd say they also feel more in control and actually go, I'm the boss. And that can obviously impact both their business, but also their personal life as well. And like you say, they feel a lot lighter, they feel a lot more kind of like happier, they feel a lot more like, you know, I've got the opportunities here, and actually there's a lot of, you know, potential out there, and it's like, what do I choose to actually make things happen and to focus my energy? So a lot more abundant mindset is kind of what I definitely kind of notice with my clients, both personally and in the business. And then specifically around business, it's having that clear focus, no longer going around in circles or questioning themselves or thinking, am I doing it right? They have that more sense of ownership to go, I'm the boss, okay? What am I choosing to do? They get to make tougher decisions for themselves to go, is this working for me? Nope. What do I need to change? Or really understanding that they actually can do things in a way that's worked best for them, so that they experience a lot more flow and a lot more fun in their business as well. And ultimately, that then helps them to achieve their goals, their financial goals, the other goals that are important to them in business as well.
I would say to my clients, you know, they'll say, you know, do I need a coach? I'm like, well, you don't need a coach. You can get to, you know, you can have a successful business without one, but there'll be times when it feels like wading through treacle. You know, yeah. It'll just feel hard and you'll just be battling against your own mind all the time. With a coach, there's no treacle. It's easy, it's simple, it flows, it's just easier.
Totally agree with you.
So you pride yourself on your ability to help entrepreneurs to uncover their entrepreneurial superpower. And I know you follow a system called Wealth Dynamics. So I actually took your Wealth Dynamics profiling test a couple of years back. And at the time, I was actually running a totally different business. And it was feeling like a bit of a struggle. Like Helen said, I felt like I was wading through treacle. But anyway, I took the test and I was really excited at what was going to come out, because I've always fancied myself as a bit of a creative. And then the results came out, and I can't remember the name of the profiles that I came out as, but the crux of it was that I'm super detail oriented and a bit of a control freak. And to be honest, I didn't sound like the most exciting or interesting person in the world when it came out. So I was I was disappointed with the result, but I spent some time kind of digesting the results. And then I realized that actually they were frighteningly accurate. And a couple of months later, I ended up pivoting my business to what I'm doing now. And there's obviously a big element of creativity in copywriting, but actually one of the biggest things about it is that I have to be able to take a guru, in inverted commas, big vision. So I tend to work with the star profiles and the creative profiles,
yeah,
to bring it back to earth in a way that is clear and concise and accurate, and it's very detail orientated. So it turned out to be totally true. But if you were to work with somebody that was in a similar situation that got their results back and they were a bit like, oh god, oh yuck, I don't like the way I sound. And they're maybe struggling to take those results and put them into practice in their business, what would you say to them to help them to analyze the results they've been given and then implement them in their business?
Absolutely. So I love the reaction that you had, Anna, on it, because I had a very similar response when I did Wealth Dynamics as well many years ago. So just to put a bit of frame around it for your listeners here. So for me, I've done many different personality tests out there. I was a HR manager and a training manager, so I was used to many different ones. And I thought I was really self-aware. But when a peer of mine said to me, you know, definitely do this profile, Wealth Dynamics, I thought, oh, kind of know myself. And I did it. And I came through as a trader profile. So that there's 8 different profiles, and I call them your entrepreneurial superpower. It was a system developed by Roger Hamilton. And for me, I had that same reaction going, trader, that sounds a bit boring compared to other people in my industry that were a bit more creators or stars or supporters in that way. But what it taught me is that actually there's no one profile that's better than the other. Okay, there's just different ways to actually make things happen. And when I actually, similarly to yourself, looked at the details of it, I thought, well, do you know, that's why actually when I've tried to do the game of like a star profile, for example, it's felt really inauthentic or it's felt really hard work. But when I looked at the way that actually a trader profile works, and that's about, you know, being very, you know, having a loyal customer base, being very in the thick of things with clients as well, great at customer service and delivery, I went, that's absolutely how I've got most of my clients and how I actually enjoy doing what I do in that way. So what I would say in that sense is, you know, whenever, if you ever get something like that, it's not to put a label on you either, but it gives you that chance to go, well, here's an opportunity for me to make life easier for myself. So i.e. what are some of the things that I have potentially been trying to do which is so far removed from what my strengths are for that profile, that actually, if I was to recognize, could there be a different way to do it, that will make life easier for me, I'll get better results, and I'll enjoy it a lot more as well. And that could even be not necessarily completely changing all of your business, but even looking at certain projects to go, okay, well, if I was to tackle this project and I was to do it more in line with my superpower, how would that feel? And that's where often clients come back to me and go, that was so much easier. It just worked. It was just like any obstacles that came up, I was able to deal with them a lot quicker. I didn't get in my way in that sense. It's because they were basically playing the game that actually is much more natural for them as well. Does that help answer that, Anna, for you?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think you can, as you said, you can get bogged down in the label and you can look at the label and go, oh, well, I didn't think that was me. But actually, if you take the time to step back and just say, right, okay, I'm kind of in a box and there's nothing wrong with being in a box. What can I take from that box and then apply to my real life to make things easier for myself? So yeah, I love that. And it really helped me to understand myself better, definitely.
And I love the fact that it can then allow you to make certain decisions in your business as well, from the way that you market, the way that you organize your business as well. I love the fact, I remember you came through as a Lord profile, Anna, from memory, when you did the test. And then when you kind of were getting me organized for this podcast, I was like, oh, yep, I could definitely see Anna's superpower shining through here in that way. So it just allows you to say, for example, if you were working with a client and, you know what your profile is, i.e. your superpower. So it's great for you to go, well, how do I help people that don't have that superpower? So, you know, you used the example of working a lot with stars and creators. I do that a lot as well, because often they have so many great ideas. They're so like out there, but actually the delivery of it, the groundedness of it is where they trip themselves up. So it's a very much like we can then become the yin to their yang and vice versa. By me, sometimes, you know, I'm a trader profile, so very grounded. So I purposely surround myself with other business owners that have different superpowers for me. So sometimes I need that injection of big picture creativity to help me get my head out of the ground to go, this is what we could potentially do as well. So there's just different ways. It's like different games. But when you understand what the best game is for you, it then allows you to figure out who the best role model is for you as well. And I think that's one thing, and I know I'm banging on about this, but I spent so many years going to conferences, watching things, listening to things and going, oh, I need to do it this way. But when I actually recognized, okay, we all have different superpowers, that actually if I was to follow the strategies, for example, like an Oprah, who's a star profile, or a Richard Branson, who's a creator profile, it just never would work best for me. So whenever I'm listening to podcast episodes now or at training events or conferences, I'm always listening to what the person's saying, their tips and their tactics, and going, would that work for me? Or how could it work for me, by filtering it through my superpowers rather than thinking that's the only way to do it?
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense, because a lot of the time you just take all that advice and all that strategy and think, right, well, I'm going to have to do all the things. But actually, I mean, for me personally, I am really not comfortable on camera. Yeah. And so I hate Facebook Lives. I don't like face to camera. And I tried for a while, because the advice out there is, right, get on Facebook Live, get on YouTube. Everyone needs to see your face. But that just doesn't work for me. And be able to identify that and be okay with that as well, and tell yourself, you don't have to do that if it doesn't work for you, because ultimately it's not going to bring you the results you want anyway.
Totally. And that's where it gives you that awareness and the design and the purpose of what you're doing. So, for example, I have a podcast. I've got a weekly podcast, the Get Out Your Way podcast. But I don't do it from a perspective of, this is great to raise my profile the way that a star profile would do it. What works really well for my podcast is that I get to have what I call kind of intimate conversations with my listeners, okay? And then for those people that actually come across my podcast or, you know, get recommended, if they reach out to me, the amount of times people say to me, Usman, I feel like I already know you, okay? And I want to work with you in that way. So it's serving the purpose of being more like a trader profile rather than actually being a star profile. Does that make sense? So the reason why I'm saying that is I don't want people to think, oh, I don't have to do certain things, or because I'm not a star, I can't have a podcast, or I can't do YouTube, you know, etc. But if you understand why you're doing it, it then allows you to go, right, there's a purpose behind it, and it works for you, and it feels more natural, and then you'll be more consistent at actually doing those strategies as well.
I love that. I think that is my biggest takeaway of this conversation is, you know, listen to the advice, but do what feels right for you and fits with your values and how you want to work, and design a business around what motivates you, what makes you tick, what feels easy for you, because then it's never going to feel like work, is it?
Absolutely. I'll give you one concrete example of this. So I was working with a couple of star profiles that are Wealth Dynamics kind of labels, and I loved, we're having conversations kind of over dinner, and they were going, you still work with one-to-one clients? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, seriously? Oh, you need to move to a one-to-many kind of model really quickly. And I was like, I totally get that, because actually you're a star profile. That works really well for you. So I've seen so many star profiles from Wealth Dynamics that they try and do a lot of, you know, intensive one-to-one work with clients over a long period of time. And it generally doesn't work for them, because they get bored really easily. They're kind of a bit like, oh, it's not fresh for me anymore. So they need that constant variety, and that's where they really light up. But for me, the opposite's true. So I still do things like speaker sessions, but like I could be talking to a group of people and there could be like 300, 400, 500 people there, right? But when I'm looking at the audience and I see a person kind of nodding and going, I kind of want to stop and go, oh, what's happening in your mind there, right? And that's for me. I honestly will always still work with one-to-one clients to some extent, okay? But even like, for example, my mastermind, I purposely have it in terms of, so it's still quite intimate and it's still very much like I know exactly what everybody's doing and, you know, really in the trenches with them. Because otherwise, if I was to completely have a business model that was so the opposite, like i.e., you know, just take my online courses and I'm not, you know, accessible, I would be like, why am I even in business? So the reason I'm sharing that example is because some people will look at what you're doing and think, oh, you're doing it wrong. And they'll say to you, you should do it this way. But unless you really know what your superpower is and know what your values are, you can get blown off course. But actually, when you then know what's really important to you, it gives you that confidence to go, thank you for that, but actually that won't work for me, and I'm going to focus on what works for me best. And therefore you make life so much easier and more why you got into business in the first place as well.
That's so true. It's that shiny object syndrome, isn't it? And I've been guilty of it. Like you say, you know, people say you've got to do one to many, and you know, yeah, I've got group programs and online training courses, because there's a group of my clients that will serve and who they need. And there was a part of me at one stage where I thought, this one-to-one thing, you know, that's not the profitable model. And I was like, no, hang on, it is a profitable model, but actually, if I don't do one-to-ones is what makes me like get out of bed. It's my passion. Seeing somebody one-to-one, seeing the transformation, like, I will never ever want to lose that from my job. But if you listen to everybody, you know, like you say, they say, oh, you're doing it wrong. But, you know, you've got to do what's right for you and your business.
Absolutely. And again, I could give you examples of stories all the time, but I just want to give one more if it can help. So I was working, I got invited to be a co-coach in a lovely retreat in Bali, which was hard life, I know. And there was one person there, Amy, who's a good friend of mine now, and she was a copywriter. But she always found it like hard working that way. But a lot of people were like, oh, no, copywriters, they're great at, you know, blank canvas. You know, you help clients to create amazing copy, right? And Anna, you might be able to resonate with this. But she actually came through by doing the Wealth Dynamics profile, and she's a mechanic profile. And it really was a big business changing moment for her, and a life changing moment, because what she realized was, why am I trying to really fight against something that actually I find really hard work? But what she recognized was that she was so much better at going to people's copy that they've already got and fine tuning it and making it better like a mechanic does, instead of actually trying to stare at this blank canvas and try and create it all from scratch. Does that make sense? So by her having that realization, it allowed her to give herself permission to go, right, let me stop trying to attract clients that are literally wanting copy written from scratch, and let me actually focus more on how do we make your copy convert more and make it kind of better in that sense. And even since then, she realized how much she loves systems and really kind of geeks out on that and sees the value. And she's pivoted her business massively since then. And it's only been a couple of years. And now she effectively helps, you know, coaches and consultants effectively put amazing systems in place to make their life easy. And that all was down to her recognizing, hold on, I can be creative, but if I do it in a more mechanical way, that's what lights her up as well. So just want to give lots of people examples here to listen to go, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, there's like 8 different superpowers, but make sure you are playing to your superpower to make life easier for you.
Just before we sort of work toward wrapping up, I just want to shift gears and find out a bit about how you market your own business. So obviously you've built up a successful coaching practice, and I know you've spoken on some big stages like Janet Murray's live event. Yeah. So what for you has been the most effective strategy around your superpower?
Perfect. So for me, it's about recognizing that I can add value to other types of superpowers. So for example, a lot of times I work in collaboration with other creators and stars. So you mentioned Janet Murray, for example. So she's a great star profile. We serve a very similar audience in a lot of ways, but I am able to kind of help her and her audience to get a bit more grounded in terms of, right, how are they getting in their way? So by me, you know, getting on people's podcasts, for example, typically works really well, because when I'm actually doing what I'm doing, talking about things that I'm passionate about, that either resonates with the right people to go, I like what he's talking about. The amount of clients that I then work with that go, I loved your philosophy of going, you could do it your way. You've given me permission to do it in that sense as well. So I know that that tends to work really well for me when I'm collaborating with people, and that can then lead on to other opportunities, such as, can you come speak at this event? Can you come, you know, to co-coach on my, you know, program or retreats, etc. So that's one thing. But the other thing I would also say is I make myself accessible. Okay. And what I mean by that is, so even if you do the get out your way quiz, as I say, because I'm a trader and I love helping make sense of what that means to individuals, I offer people to go, after you do the quiz, book in for a 15-minute virtual cuppa with me, okay? And that, again, is something that, like, a lot of the superpowers wouldn't really resonate with. But actually, for a trader, it works really, really well, because I get to have a real honest conversation to go, how does that work for you? What insights has that got for you? It's absolutely not a sales call for me. But for me, after, like, 15 minutes with someone, I can go, I really feel like I've helped them in some way to give them some kind of, you know, understanding of what their results mean, what they can actually do. And for the right people, they can then go, actually, I want to work with you. Can you help me with that? But for other people, it's about actually doing what I can in short spaces of time to make life easier for business owners on this journey. So the reason why I say that is because for quite some time, Anna, and again, we sometimes know information, but we can implement it. There's not always the same thing. But at times, what I didn't recognize, even a couple of years ago, I was doing a lot of things, but unconsciously, I still put a little bit of barriers in the way, i.e. it was like, hey, reach out to me, my email, for example, or doing all these kind of group calls. Whereas actually my coach said, remember, you're a trader and traders are great at having conversations. So why don't you make it easier for people to realize they can have a proper conversation with you? Do you know what I mean? And I was like, ah, that makes so much sense. But then I was chatting to one of my colleagues, my peers, who's a star, and they're like, you have virtual couples with anybody that wants it for 50 minutes? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you're off your head. And I'm like, no, no, no. That would work for you because you're a star profile. But for me, it works really, really well. So I just want to hope that gives you some practical examples of going, you don't have to do everything yourself. You can collaborate for, you know, that works for me. But also just think about, you know, some of the systems and some of the marketing activities that you do. And are you potentially, you know, closing down opportunities for you to do things that actually might light you up and give you the best chance to show what you can deliver as well?
Oh, amazing. Oh, I could talk about this all day. But this, Osman, is the part of the show where we go really high end and we go really intellectual. With a quick game of Would You Rather.
Okay.
So have you ever played this game before?
I have, yeah.
Probably with a tequila.
No comment.
Or, you know, out. But the key is to shout out the first answer that pops into your head. So no overthinking.
Yeah.
So would you rather live in a world without books or TV shows?
TV shows. Love books.
Would you rather lose your sense of taste or your sense of smell?
Smell.
Would you rather look 10 years younger from the neck up or the neck down?
Neck up.
Okay, so finally, before we let you escape from our evil clutches, could you tell our listeners where is the best place to find out more about you and how you can help them achieve their goals?
Absolutely. So probably the easiest way is if you go to rapidtransformation.co.uk. That's where you'll get to see right at the top of that page. You can take the Get Out Your Week quiz, as I mentioned. Please do, you know, give yourself the chance to figure out, well, where could you be getting in your own way? And if you are a podcast listener as well, you're welcome to come and tune into my many hundreds of episodes I've now done. And they're all about mindset and entrepreneurial superpower and design strategies. So again, that's a Get Out Your Way podcast. And I release a new episode every Wednesday.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we put all that in the show notes so everyone can get hold of those.
That has been absolutely amazing. I could talk for another few hours.
Me too. I know. That's the thing. When you're so passionate about things and you've got that kind of real life experience of how much it makes a difference, that's where, you know, I bang on about it all the time. And I have to watch myself because, you know, back in the days when we used to be able to socialize, going to parties, etc., if I'm chatting to people that I haven't met and if they're business owners, I'm always like, oh, and we get so into conversations and she's like, seriously, are you talking about work? I'm like, it doesn't feel work like work. It's like, you know, how can we help people to, you know, really make life easier?
This is why I have to have Anna to help me with my marketing, because I just want to shout out to everybody, go, oh my God, this is amazing. This is why you need a coach and blah, 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 blah. And Anna's like, just slow it down. Just
I know.
Oh, I know. It's just so amazing.
Really curious to see what your superpower is as well, Helen.
Oh, find that out afterwards. FOMO. As soon as we finish the call, I am going and finding out what I am.
Oh, perfect. No worries.
Thank you so much. It's been absolutely brilliant.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
We hope you enjoyed the amazing insights Osman shared with us today. If you want to get hold of any of the resources he mentioned in the show, make sure you check out the show notes. And if you want to get the ultimate secret to pushing out of your comfort zone so you can scale your business, you can download my free Empower Playbook. Either head to the show notes for this episode or you can pick up a copy on our homepage at www.confidentmarketeer.co.uk.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to keep up to date with all our future episodes, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Or share us with a friend that you think will benefit from our content.